This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour, it's Tuesday, December 31st. Happy New Year. If nobody's wished you Happy New Year yet, let me be the first to do that. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen on the eve before New Year's 2020. I was thinking back to when we had New Year's Eve 2000, and all the people who said, oh my God, nothing's going to work tomorrow.
Y2K.
And nothing happened. Nothing. Nothing. And I was thinking, as we moved into the next decade, now we're at the end of the second decade, which seems hard to believe, of the 20th century, one of the things, Victoria, I think that has changed so much, when I look at the routine that we go through here every day, the things, this program that I produce with you, the DJV show, and then the other things that we produce and put into podcasts. That makes me think about the digital, so-called digital revolution, how the media mainstream has changed. And I use the media as a collective here because it's music, it's movies, it's television shows, it's this new network that's producing. I think I talked about this on the air. My son is involved. Did I talk about this, the new network that Katzenberg has that produces 10-minute television shows? Have we talked about that on the air, or am I just talking to my son?
No, that's... Well, I've talked about it in the
second. Have you heard
before.
About it?
Yeah, okay. Quibi. Yeah, they've got a lot of quick bites, They call it Quibi. Yeah, they've got a lot of... The Zac Efron... Remember, we were talking yesterday about Zac Efron being deathly ill? He was filming a show for Quibi. So, called Killing Zac Efron. So, they've got a lot of big names. Chrissy Teigen has a sort of a Judge Judy type show that's going to be on it. Steven Spielberg is writing an original series for it. It's going to be cool. You can only watch it past 9 p.m. at night. There's some cool stuff with it.
Yeah. So, that's changed, though. Don't you think, as far as media in general, not just the news media, but media in general, what we do audio-wise, what people do video and audio together, I think that's as dramatic a change as I think there has been in the past 10 years. Am I right, do you think?
I think how people consume media has changed drastically. We've gone from, I think that everything is just getting shorter and shorter, like our attention spans. So I think that's why something like Quibi is probably going to be really successful, because people, everything is done in 10 minutes or less.
And I'm not saying it's better or this whole thing is better. I'm just saying it's different. It's something that's changed a lot in the past 10 years. The way we travel also has changed a lot, I think, in the last 10 years. And there have been some suggestions about how things may change in the next year or two, or certainly the next 10 years, having only one pilot in planes. That gives me the willies. But what is the...
That whole one pilot thing. So single pilot cockpits are going to be tested in 2020. And they say... I was reading this on... Condé Nast, the Traveler. I read a lot of travel news, and so this was kind of really interesting. They said experts say that one solution, because there aren't enough qualified pilots, and so one of the solutions is to have
them in the planes. There you go.
It's to put one pilot in the plane, reduce the pilot's workload, and then what would have been the second pilot is that he would be ground based. He or she would be ground based.
Bring your dog with you. The pilot can bring his dog with him.
So that the ground-based pilot would then assist in monitoring multiple flights at once. And so they said that they're testing this on cargo airlines coming up soon in the next few months. And it's going to be controversial, but that's one thing that's going to change. Another thing is there's another new airline that's coming out, a low-cost airline from the founder of JetBlue. Currently, I think it's just called Moxie, but that's kind of a code name. So that's going to be they're going to be flying smaller jets, secondary cities, they say, in 2020, and that's going to those jets will be between 110 and 150 people.
They started doing that. They followed sort of in the footpath, in the footprint of Southwest, which originally was a secondary carrier, secondary city carrier, and then expanded and has become now just like every other airline. And JetBlue's kind of become just like every other airline as well, with a race to the bottom of the pile. That seems to be they're all doing. And so the, but what's happened along the way, Southwest and JetBlue have realized that, you know, cities, towns like State College, Pennsylvania, try to get in and out of there on an airplane. But towns like that, you can find them all over the country in every state. And so they've lost, with the airline mergers, they've lost service. And now people, because there isn't a lot of great train service, the bus service is slow because traffic is so bad. So now they figured out these planes, some of them manufactured by Airbus. Both the big Boeing and Airbus have bought the two largest manufacturers of smaller planes. I believe that Boeing bought Embraer and Airbus bought Bombardier. And you probably don't even know, when you look at a plane, you don't even know who makes it. But the newer, smaller jets with the that are more comfortable, the cabin's bigger, that's those are Embraer planes. And Bombardier's got to do the same thing in order to compete. But there's a lot of that stuff, and their planes are about from 100 to 120, generally speaking, is, and then the smaller Airbuses, the A318, you get about 140 into them. So they're using those planes on these shorter and smaller hops, in and out, bing, bang, boom. And that's what people want, because more and more people want to travel more quickly. They don't want to travel. They don't want to mess with the traffic. And this is the way to do it. So it'll be very interesting to see where that goes. Speaking of flying, the tragedy with this sports reporter, a lot of people are talking about Carly McCord, who apparently made a couple of attempts to reach her husband as the plane was going down.
Sad. Oh.
It really is. Yeah, it's kind of a sad reality. Where was she going? I didn't get that out of all of
this. They were headed to a bowl game, so they were... It was an 8-passenger plane, and it left from Lafayette Regional Airport, and then they were on their way to Atlanta for the LSU and Oklahoma game. And then, but the NTSB now says in their report that the plane was in the air for just over a minute before it crashed, and it's horrible. But they had some home surveillance systems in the neighborhood where it crashed, and that's actually. It actually has the footage of the crash, and so the NTSB was actually reviewing some of that surveillance footage. But yeah, she was 30 years old. She tried to call her husband and text him several times, and
when she knew she was going down.
Yeah. It's just I know, it's so sad.
I'd like to.
But again, don't get on small planes.
That's what I'm learning is that there were like 5 flights that went down this week that were all small personal planes, and plus that helicopter in Hawaii. No thanks.
The problem is that a lot of people who fly these small planes, they fly their own planes, and they don't know how to fly. They really don't. They're not well trained. If I were very, very wealthy and had the ability to have my own, I know 2 or 3 pilots. There were commercial pilots that fly these planes now for wealthy men. There's one guy I know who works with my farming colleague, lives up in New Braintree, Massachusetts. He was a pilot for the Air Force, and I think 23 years he became a major, and he was working for an airline as well. And then he got an offer, a fabulous offer, to fly this guy all around the world, and he took it. And so he knows how to fly. But there are a lot of people who are... You know, just kind of practicing.
The pilot of this plane, it was the plane, I don't know if this is relevant or not, but the plane was from 1980. It was a 1980 Piper PA-31C.
Yeah, it was a small little,
So they said that the pilot had flown this plane before. He had more than 1,500 hours of flight time. That doesn't sound like a lot. Don't you need like 10,000 hours to be a commercial airline pilot?
I don't know the answer to that. I won't claim to know the answer to that.
So, but witnesses on the ground said that the plane, that there it was overcast that day, but they had it was about 3/4 of a mile of visibility. It was considered to be flyable, not great, but flyable. But witnesses on the ground said that the plane stayed very low to the ground, and they saw it shaking before it made a left turn into the power lines. Mm-hmm. So. And then it kind of just skidded into a through a parking lot, and then it just exploded. So I'm guessing this is probably going to be chalked up to pilot error.
Yep. Well, that's because, again, a lot of them don't know how to. I would never go up with anybody who knew how to fly in a plane that didn't have instrumentation. You go up in the clouds, you don't know if you're upside down, inside out. That's what happened to John Kennedy, young John Kennedy. He didn't know how to fly. He had a small plane.
Not zero visibility. Nope.
And he was actually, the plane crashed upside down. He didn't even know he was upside down.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, no. No thanks. Not at all. The latest on Sharon Stone may surprise you in a moment. Right now, though, here's a surprise, surprise. There still are pillows in your home that ought not to be there. Have you gone through the home, the checking off of how your house is, what kind of shape it's in, and it should start in your bedroom, and it should start with your bed, and it should start with your pillows, should start with your sheets, should start with the most important time you spend in your life, and that's getting rest. Good, solid rest comes with a good mattress and good pillows and comfortable sheets and all that good stuff. It really is good stuff. And you get it by going to the new standard. As we enter the new year, there's a new standard, and it's set by MyPillow, the biggest national concern here. Why do I say national? Because they're the only company that makes all their pillows here in America. They make all of the bedding. They make all of the things they sell at MyPillow.com in America. That makes you feel good, doesn't it? Feel better? Very competitively priced, well-made. Their towels, for example, all made in the USA from USA-grown cotton. There is a big difference in the products that are there. Quality and the right price. And if you use the DJV code when you're ordering at MyPillow.com, save up to 66%. Figure it out. Let's get you into a good groove as far as sleeping is concerned. You'll love what you experience with MyPillows and their ancillary products. MyPillow.com, discounts up to 66%. Go to the new tab for radio specials and use the code DJV.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I just made an interesting slideshow. Sharon Stone was on the dating site Bumble. I don't even know what that is. What's Bumble?
It's a dating app that is essentially women have all the control. So women have to initiate contact with a guy first. Or
how do they know the guys are available? What are their men posted there too?
Well, you match with them, so you see their profile, you like them, and then if they like you back, you have to be the one to initiate conversation. They can't message you first. The woman has to message them.
All right, so she's 61 years old. She's divorced.
Amazing. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She looks incredible, yeah.
She was on this site, and she got bumped because nobody believed it was her.
Yeah, someone reported her profile because they thought it was fake. They thought they were getting catfished. And then she posted on Twitter, "Hey, it's actually me. Can you put me back on?" And Bumble retweeted. And it was kind of funny, so they put her back on. And so if you're a guy, hey, you might match with Sharon Stone.
Yeah, Bumble is
maybe
a dating
app. Maybe you should go on Bumble, Doug.
Yeah.
I don't know. How do you, what do you do?
I'll show you how to set it up later so you can match with Sharon Stone. That'll be fun. We need to get Jen in on this.
Yeah. Jen will be all over this. 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Happy New Year! So, there are all these TV shows on tonight. Victoria has prepared a primer on how to watch and how to know who's performing on each one of these various shows. Probably the one that's most well-known is the one Ryan now hosts, the former Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve in its 48th year in Times Square. Starts at 8 o'clock Eastern Time tonight on ABC and runs into the wee hours of the morning. There will be reports from Miami, New Orleans, L.A., and New York. Lucy Hale is co-hosting with Seacrest, and I don't have the slightest idea who she is.
She was on Pretty Little Liars, and she's had a couple CW shows. She's on the newest Riverdale spinoff that's coming out this year, so
yeah.
It's filming in New York. She's been.
Will she attract an audience? She attract a younger.
Oh yeah,
audience.
She's got a huge following, millions and millions of followers.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. She has been hosting the New Orleans one for the last couple of years, so now she's moving up the ranks to New York.
Got it. All right. Also, let's see, on NBC. They have their New Year's Eve 2020 broadcast. That'll be in Times Square. Live hook-ins in Nashville. Carson Daly, whose star is still rising, I think, at NBC. He's on with Julianne Hough to co-host the program. That doesn't start till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And then Steve Harvey is doing the Fox show, also in Times. So they're all in Times Square, right?
Well, the three main ones, but then they've got... They really have expanded coverage throughout the country. So they've got, like you said, Miami, New Orleans, L.A., and then Nashville. So it's going to be a lot of great music performances. If this is, if of any of the years, if you don't want to go out, stay in and watch all the music because it's really good music stuff.
So Steve Harvey's program will go at 8 o'clock. Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen are doing on CNN's New Year's Eve Live at 8 o'clock. Then after the ball drops in New York, most of the broadcasts shift to the Midwest or the West Coast. Jack Daniel's Music City Midnight New Year's Eve in Nashville. Is that going to be on CNN? Is that what
that is? Yes, I believe so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. On CNN.
Now, if you're streaming online, the Times Square official website is streaming the Midnight Ball Drop in New York, along with behind-the-scenes reports, interviews with people who are on there. There's usually a million people that come to New York and get in, squeeze into Times Square. And when the weather is cold, oh, my God, or it's awful. What's the weather supposed to be in New York tonight?
Pretty mild. It's high 40s, 48, yeah. 50, something like that.
Okay, so that's won't be bad. You can go to TimesSquareNYC.org or NewYearsEve.nyc or TimesSquareBall.net or Livestream.com/2020. You want to watch that stuff online. You can stream also on social media like Facebook, Facebook.com/TimesSquareNYC and Twitter.com/TimesSquareNYC. You'll see the same feed on both of those, I'm guessing. To stream ABC's New Year's Rockin' Eve show, head to ABC.com. You'll have to have a special login from your cable provider, though. Sounds kind of complicated. Let's see here. Post Malone headlining the Dick Clark thing. I don't know who Post Malone is.
Help me on. We've played him before. Yeah, he was the most streamed artist of the whole year. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, he's a big deal for that.
Sam Hunt and the pop group from Korea, BTS, cast of the Broadway musical Jagged Little Pill with Alanis Morissette performing in Times Square. The Rockin' Eve remotes include the Jonas Brothers Miami, Sheryl Crow in New Orleans. See, that's why I think that will still be the number one rated show. Tape segments in Hollywood from Kelsey Ballerini and Blanco Brown, Dan and Shay, Ciara, Green Day. The NBC show includes ex-ambassadors Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, Brett Eldridge, along with a live performance from Keith Urban in Nashville. So NBC's using their stock folks on Fox, The Village People. Now, see, I'd watch that.
This is going
to
be fun.
So fun to me.
Yeah. That sounds like fun.
They aim to host the world's biggest choreographed YMCA dance. That's going to be really fun.
And Harvey will play right into that. That's a perfect thing. Anyway. All right, so lots of stuff going on. A lot of choices tonight if you want to stay home. I'll be long gone. Although we're not doing this program live tomorrow. So maybe I'll stay up for 5 minutes and see what goes on in the other half of the world. 28 after here on the DJV, December 31st show.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Democratic congresswoman says she believes President Trump's impeachment is more helpful for his reelection than it is damaging. In a video posted on Twitter last evening, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii argued the House impeachment, quote, has greatly increased the likelihood that Trump will be president after next year's election.
We all know that Trump is not going to be found guilty and removed from office by the U.S. Senate. It's not going to happen. Second, the impeachment, in my view, will actually increase his support amongst voters, and it's going to make him harder to defeat.
Reports are the U.S. ambassador in Baghdad and U.S. embassy staff there have had to be evacuated. Officials providing an update on the situation on the ground after hundreds of protesters tried to storm the heavily guarded American embassy. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
After the hour on New Year's Eve, Tuesday, December 31st, on the DJV show, continuing into the new year and into the next decade. Been around for a long time and expect to be around a lot longer. A happy new year to all of you. Happy new year, Victoria. Happy new year, Kara.
Thank you. You too.
Oh, it's a wonderful year for both of you. Jennifer back on Thursday. What do you have planned? I didn't even ask you, Kara. Good boss that I am. What tomorrow's program is going to consist of. I kind of left that as I trust you. I didn't really ask much about the Christmas show either. We put together some good stuff from the previous years. But what are we doing? What are people going to hear tomorrow on the New Year's program?
I think more of what we normally do, kind of fun conversations about like what we have coming up, what we're expecting next year, and some other crazy stuff that has happened in the last year and will probably keep happening next year. So, you know, if you want to go on a wild ride with us. like yes. every day normally is, then yeah, we'll have that again tomorrow.
Some days are wilder than others, depending on who's coming from what position. I'll tell you something. Speaking about wild, I would like to think this is going to go away, but apparently it is not going to go away. All of the problems the Catholic Church has. And sometimes I feel like I ought to reserve these conversations for when Jennifer is here, but she gets a little sensitive about it, and I don't want her to have hurt feelings. So maybe better that we talk about things like what's going on in Pennsylvania's Roman Catholic diocese. Do you know, it came out this week that they paid nearly $84 million, $84 million bucks to 564 victims of sexual abuse. And that number will not go down because of the discoveries. The number will go up in 2020. And in Massachusetts, 80. Count them. 80. This just came out also over the weekend. 80 priests who are still in parishes are not suspected, but apparently either they're known to be guilty of. It's more than an accusation, but the church maneuvered around to keep these 80 priests staying in. They move them to different cities.
See, and that's
cities.
The problem. That's exactly what keeps happening, and it's the cover-up. Yeah. It's not necessary. I think that people are
not
so angry.
The Pope
angry.
Was going to fix that, but the Pope hasn't apparently fixed it.
Well, I think he's made efforts in the right direction, but, you know, the Catholic Church, I think what people legitimately can criticize it for, it's such a machine that one person really has no, even though he's the
control.
Pope, he doesn't really have that much influence within the you know, the mechanisms that make the Church and the Vatican run.
Well,
you know,
you find
just,
in politics, you know, you think you'll be president, you'll be able to fix everything, and there's so much stuff you can't do, so many things you can't touch. So anyway, the state of Pennsylvania, they have 8 dioceses, and 7 of them have launched victim compensation funds this past year because of the grand jury report on sexual abuse that was especially aimed at the entrenched Catholic clergy. So the average payout across these dioceses has been about $150,000 per incident. Some of the adult victims of childhood abuse were expecting a lot more. This was a jury trial. They took their claims to court, and under the state law, victims of past abuse only have until the age of 30 to sue. So a lot of people who
have
this...
I think that is changing in certain states.
Yeah, it has to change.
And maybe even on a federal level.
They had 300 predator priests that went through this process that molested children, 1,000 of them, that they can identify. 1,500 claims have been filed. 500 have been reviewed. 41 claims were rejected for lack of evidence or because they were out of the time zone, which seems unfair completely. Another 391 victims accepted financial settlements. So is this a step in the right direction? I suppose it is to a point. But how are we getting rid of these priests?
Right.
Where
how
are they
going? How do
we prevent
this from happening in the future? And that's,
exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right.
That's a question no one seems to know how to figure out. Or
don't you wish that the new year would hold something better when it comes to that sort of thing? Wow. And as long as we're kind of in the outrage department here, as you know, I'm an American Family Farmer. I do a podcast and a radio program every week called The American Family Farmer, and you can find the podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And we, because of where our roots are, I say our roots, the roots of the program, where it's heard in many rural communities around the country, people like my focus on the animals and always have. I love to tell the stories about what goes on my farm, but I will tell you, the farming community, as we go into the new year, is upset. More suicides on the farm than any other profession in the country. The way the government has mishandled most of what went on with the trade thing, this is a double-edged sword because the fixing of the trade deals with these various countries is important to do, and we need to do it. But it's being done on the backs of the American family farmer for the most part. Some of the big ag outfits are suffering a bit But as I've said, the checks that came from the government, your tax dollars and mine, went to the wrong places. And then there were the floods this year. There were the problems with growing hemp that the federal government has completely screwed up. Farmers looking forward to being able to grow this as a cash crop, and they can't because the drug companies have gotten into the shorts of the politicians and the bureaucrats. So that's a mess. And so, you know, what goes on the farm? Hopefully, I got my fingers crossed that we'll be looking at 2020 is a much better way than we have looked at 2019, because it really has been a disaster. Of all the businesses, agricultural families have suffered more than any other group in the entire country. Any other group. And the number of dairy farms, especially, that are falling off like flies, it's incredible. Most people don't even realize what's going on, because they can still get milk in a plastic jug. It's just, I mean, looking at corn and wheat and soybeans and other things, hopefully this is going to be a happy new year. Let's just put that spin on it and hope that that's the case. I was looking at some of the entertainment trends, Victoria, over the year, and what has done well. The study that came out, as a matter of fact, focusing on people who go to concerts and go to the theater and how they entertain themselves outside of work, and what happens if you are spending time in museums, let's say, or you're going to concerts or going to the theater, what that does to your longevity, making various visits to venues. How do you like my alliteration? Pretty good, huh? Various visits to venues. Mm-hmm. I like that. Pretty clever, if I do say so myself.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for the snicker. Anyway, this is real data. About 6,000-7,000 adults age 50 and older who have been interviewed every couple of years as part of a study of aging have been asked how often they went to the theater, to concerts, to opera, museums, galleries, that kind of stuff. And the participants who were followed for up to 14 years, from that, the number of adults who died over that period, a couple of thousand of the 6,000 or 7,000 that were interviewed. But when they looked at the links between the deaths and the frequency in which they attended arts and events, they found that almost half of the people who never visited any cultural venue died during a follow-up period, compared to 26% of those who went to arts events infrequently, and 18% of those died. The bottom line here is, let's just cut to the chase, that if you are someone who likes to go and mingle with others and enjoy entertainment, concerts, let's face it, some of the concerts are lots of fun, or they do something that bring about, you know, some of the really Boston Pops, for example, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, I think about them. I think about the London Symphony or the New York Symphony and Carnegie Hall stuff. And, you know, wherever you can go, if you participate in those things, it's good for your lifeline. And I don't know.
Well,
if that
and
seems
the,
to be
the risk
support.
Of death, the risk of early death dropped by 31% for people who went to these events at least once or twice a year. That's a really strong link to it's, and it's not just the socialization, but it's that part of your brain, I think, that responds to cultural
arts. Absolutely.
And you don't need to go to the opera. You can go to a free concert in the park in the summertime, you know. You can it doesn't have to necessarily be expensive things. The opera is very expensive. It doesn't have to be that. It can be a free museum, whatever it is. It's just keeping your brain active in that cultural way. It has a huge, huge impact on longevity.
Yeah, I think that, and it's pretty, even going to the movies, I don't know, maybe it holds for television too, I'm not sure, but anything that maybe gets you beyond the point of where you normally are with your head during the day, I think there's something to be said for that. I want to talk about a couple of the best TV shows of the decade and how Alex Trebek is doing, in a manner of speaking, because I watched Jeopardy last night for the first time in ages. So I want to kind of go there for a couple of moments as we continue here on the DJV pre-2020 program. This is a message that will carry through well into the new year as you think about how you look. If you're in the mirror, literally in the mirror. You're looking in the mirror, and you see your face looks pretty good. When you smile, you don't like the way your teeth looked. And so let's do something about that without having to use all those messy strips and trays and have that horrible leftover taste in your mouth. Here's a product called Power Swabs that will give you results in 5 minutes. Average of 6 shades whiter in 7 days using Power Swabs. There's no sensitivity whatsoever. All kinds of real people with real results you can check out on their website. You want to order this intensive whitening program and save a lot of dough. The price, the manufacturer's suggested price is $99.95. You can get it for 40% off, which is $59.90, plus an extra $10. So it's $49.90 for Power Swabs. Let's get you into this 30-day hassle-free money-back guarantee program. And you can do that easily by calling 800-208-1797. 800-208-1797. Have the whitest teeth, the safest way, the all-natural way with Power Swabs. They'll never leave your teeth and gums sore and sensitive like all the rest of the whitening treatments. It's totally safe and effective on all dental work. Power Swabs, backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-208-1797. Great deal. Call that number, 800-208-1797, 40% off, then take $10 off, and you get the quick stick as well. It's all part of the deal at 800-208-1797. For the whitest smile, empower yourself with Power Swabs.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents, kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
It's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee or see business card rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but 4 free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get 4 free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your 4 free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Spend our time here. Normally we talk about movies and that sort of thing. Chucker is out for the New Year's, so I thought we'd look back at television over the past decade and a review of the top 10 shows from the point of view of constructive criticism. These are critics, and often I don't pay much attention to the critics, but I thought this was an interesting list of shows that did well or did okay, but the critics say these were the best written and produced shows for television. And the list starts with The Good Fight, which is not a television show. Well, it's on in the summertime, but it's a show that was an offshoot of The Good Wife. And it stars, it's the same people that created it. And it stars Christine Baranski, who I think is very good in most anything that she does. She's very good in this. She's a white woman in an all-black law firm. And it's pretty, I think the story's good. I don't have CBSN, but I did watch it last summer, and I've seen it on the plane, and it is a very well-done show, I agree. So that's number 10. Number 9 is Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Now, that was canceled and then brought over to NBC, and apparently it's done very well on NBC for whatever the reason.
I know I've so many people who love
people
that
love
show.
Yeah.
I've watched the first season, but I don't have Hulu, so I can't watch it now. That's where you can watch all of the episodes, but I've considered getting Hulu just to watch it.
Really?
Because I've heard so many people.
I'll just give you my password. You can just use my account.
Okay.
There you go. Let's hear it for the good guys. Okay. Next on the list is American Crime Story, and that was the O.J. Simpson thing, wasn't it? Wasn't that the O.J.?
It was Gianni Versace was the one after O.J.
Oh,
but it is the same series, yes.
Yeah, that did very well. Fargo did well in the critics looking at how the show was put together. I don't, with Fargo, that was an outgrowth of the original Fargo was on TV, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that just, yeah.
Yeah, the original Fargo movie, yeah. I think that's
Twin
like a spin-off.
Peaks, The Return
that
in the last
huge.
Decade. That was very big.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Alias, Grace, I don't know anything about that. What was, did anybody know anything about that? It was on Hulu? Never heard of it.
Nope, don't know that one.
Veep on HBO, that was, I never really liked it because I thought it was too contrived. I've always liked Julia Louis-Dreyfus, but apparently that show, it was very hard to produce and well-written and done, you know, did okay for him. Number four, Kara, on the list is Game of Thrones in terms of the best television of the past decade. Do you agree with that? You like Game of Thrones.
I mean, yeah, in terms of, I think it was a game changer in terms of cinematography. I think if the last season had done really well, it would have been number one on the list.
Yeah,
I'm surprised it's number four, but I think it's just because the last two seasons didn't really get great reviews.
Mm-hmm. So who knows anything about Fleabag? Why do I've seen that. It's a British TV.
That's Phoebe Waller-Bridge. She is everywhere, and people go nuts for Fleabag. I have not seen it yet, but people who have seen it... It's about
a woman who sleeps around, basically.
I don't know what it's... Episodes. I honestly don't even know what it's about. I know she's the writer and the star of it, and she won the Golden Globe last year, was
Did
it?
Did she?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Inauspicious name. Fleabag. And let's skip to number one. I don't want to overdo this list. The Americans, according to critics, that show that starred Matthew Rhys and Kerry Russell, who's in Star Wars, I always thought she was a pretty good actress, frankly. There's something about
that show. Oh my gosh, people! That I believe that critically, and even people who watched it, my brother and sister-in-law never missed
seasons.
An episode.
Yeah.
Yep. They
Why
just
did
loved
it stop? Why did they stop producing it?
I think they wanted to end. I think the stars, because they're married in real life, I think they just wanted to do other projects.
Move on. Yeah, move on. Yep. All right. The most popular game show in America right now and has been between Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy. Those are the two most popular. Family Feud comes in at number three, et cetera, et cetera. But Alex Trebek is still the focus as the year ends and we begin a new year. Because of his fighting pancreatic cancer, his wife said that this is she's got a lot to deal with. It's tough. She says she's struggling along with him. Most unpleasant thing that she's ever had to deal with, and you can imagine that. So maybe I was watching. He looks frail, but he still pulls it off. Frank, I think Jeopardy is still a very entertaining program because you can put yourself into it. I found myself, as I watched it last night, answering the questions. And I was actually pretty good. I could have won $12,000 last night on Jeopardy. How about that? Anyway, we'll hope that he has a better year. And hopefully all of you will have a better year as we move into the year 2020.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.